Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. I just want to shout out an unbelievable bit of content that I've seen overnight that I was absolutely blown away with from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Go and check it out. You can watch it on their Instagram page, but I would advise that you go and watch it on their YouTube, the South Sydney Rabbitohs YouTube. The video is called All In. That's the title on YouTube and on Instagram. But just keep in mind on Instagram, whenever you post a long form video, you can only post up to 15 minutes. The entire video goes for 16 minutes, 22 seconds. And in my personal opinion, the last minute 20 is the best bit of the entire thing. So you miss out on that on Instagram. So I would highly advise that if you only watch on Instagram, go and watch it on YouTube. I'm actually going to throw in the last 2 minutes or so of audio because it is the coach Demetrio talking. And I think he's got a really important message at the back end of it. But to essentially give you guys an idea of what the South Sydney Rabbitohs did, this was in their preseason, and you know, a lot of teams have preseason army camps and all this sort of stuff, and I really like what South Sydney did. And look, I'll be perfectly honest with you guys, obviously I'm not a South Sydney fan, I think that's pretty evident, but I did grow up in the South Sydney region, played footy growing up at all these spots that they were at just throughout this video. So for me, this was a pretty special video. I really enjoyed it. Obviously a lot of my friends and family are diehard South Sydney Rabbitohs fans, or more so my missus' family are diehard Rabbitohs fans. Just absolutely love it. I'm not allowed in the house when the Bunnies are playing, of course. But yeah, I just thought that what South Sydney did here was tremendous. And they did like essentially like an army camp, but they did it around South Sydney. And they started at Redfern Oval, obviously the spiritual home of the South Sydney Rabbitohs, as it always has been. And then they went via foot to just about every junior ground in the South Sydney region, which I thought was really, really special. And what they did to kick it off, they started at Redfern Oval, and the whole theme was a new journey. Now, if you're not aware, the South Sydney Rabbitohs, they are essentially building a new centre of excellence. They're building it at Heffron Park, which for people of South Sydney, it is sort of the epicentre of sport. That's where all your netball play. That's where Heffron Oval, obviously, rugby league there. We've got the best pool in the region there. Tennis courts, you know, all the touch footy. Everyone that plays Oztag in South Sydney plays there. So it's a real hub for sport around that area. There's cricket nets. There's a lot of cricket played there and whatnot. It's a really sort of special spot, Heffron. There's a lot of cyclists that go around there. There's a cycling track. It's just got everything you could possibly want. And I'm pretty confident in saying, as far as sport goes, it really is the hub for the South Sydney region. And the Rabbitohs are building their centre of excellence there. I'm a bit filthy because they knocked down our squash courts to build it that me and my mates played at quite regularly, cheap as chips. No one else was ever there. It was fantastic. But they've knocked that down, so be it. But I think it's a really good spot for South Sydney to build their centre of excellence. As I said, sporting hub of South Sydney, I think it's fantastic. So they're moving, you know, all their history and everything from Redfern to this spot at Heffron, which I think is really good, and it's going to be their new training facility there. I'm sure they will still go back to Heffron here and there. I'm sure they will still go back to Redfern here and there, but what they're building at Heffron is going to be something really special. I've had a quick look at it. It's been being built for about 2 years. It looks really special. So what they did, it all sort of starts with the boys at Redfern Oval, and they take off you know, all the pictures on the wall, all the records, all that sort of stuff. It's literally the players themselves screwing them out of the walls, wrapping them up to make sure they're safe and packing them. And then all the boys carried all these things all the way around South Sydney to every junior ground and everything, and then finished up at Heffron where all the stuff will belong. So it would have been really easy for South Sydney just to get a courier, put it all in the back of a truck, would have been done in 5 minutes. But I like the way that Demetrio and the Rabbitoh staff decided, you know what, it's going to be our players, because they're going to have to carry the history of South Sydney into the future. And they legitimately did that, and they took it to every single spot around South Sydney. Now, the Rabbitohs are lucky. Their local area of South Sydney, it's a big area, but it's all pretty close, yeah? So, but far enough away that you could make it, like, this thing would have been a nightmare for the boys. This would have been really, really tough. It's a long distance to go. It's a manageable distance to go for an athlete, very tough, whereas a lot of other clubs, obviously the regions are just too big. It's too hard to tick off all the boxes of junior clubs in Brisbane, for example, would just be too hard. So South Sydney, very lucky in that way, but I just love the way that they did this. It was fantastic. You had guys like Johnny Sutton, Sam Burgess was there as well. Sam Burgess was sort of like an active member in just about everything they did. Went around to a lot of, I'm just thinking off the top of my head, they would have sort of gone Redfern to Waterloo Oval. A great man, a friend of our show, Darren Brown, Brownie from Rabbitohs Radio, an absolute champion guy, a guy that I grew up with, always having him part of my life as a family friend. Brownie went down and spoke to them at Waterloo Oval, and they had a new guest speaker everywhere they went. And I love what Brownie said. They sort of said to him, what does being a Rabbitoh mean to you? And he just said, it's about guts and glory. And Brownie, you know, he played for a number of clubs, a very underrated player, Darren Brown. Obviously started at South Sydney, but played for Canterbury, played for Penrith, went over to Salford, had a very, very good career over there, but he will forever be a Rabbitohs man, Darren. Obviously running Rabbitohs Radio now. And if you're a South Sydney fan, hasn't checked the boys out yet, Mavo, Chaps and Brownie, make sure you go and have a listen to their podcast. Go and watch them on YouTube. They're doing fantastic things, the Rabbitohs Radio boys, and three champion blokes as well. So they had, you know, they went to Waterloo, other spots they went to, Mascot Oval, obviously the home of Cam Murray. They went to Yarra, which is over at La Perouse, obviously the home of Alex Johnson. Snape Oval, they went to Heffron, Pioneer Park, where the Southeastern Seagulls are from. Heffron, obviously home of the Coogee Wombats, where Campbell Graham's from. So it's the other beauty of South Sydney. They've got so many local juniors, it's not even funny. And I wouldn't be surprised if they had a representative from each of those. At Heffron, they obviously went to, there's one side of Heffron that belongs to the Coogee Wombats. The other side of Heffron belongs to the Maddow Tigers, where Dean Hawkins is from. So really, really special stuff to be able to go around to all of these places with, like, literally carrying the history of the club on their shoulders and taking it to their next place. So I just thought it was a couple of really nice touches. And obviously the guys that came and spoke to the Rabbitohs at each place was fantastic. There was one man who came to Boralee, which is the home of the Botany Rams. I'm not sure if they've got any first graders at the moment that have played for the Rams. I'd have to double check that. I know that Sean Lane came from the Rams. He played there when he was younger. There'd probably be a few others as well. But I didn't actually catch the name of the man that spoke to them, but he spoke about how he actually read out a poem about the South Sydney Rabbitohs from, you know, the 50s, 60s, 40s, around that stage, you know, talking about the great Clive Churchill, Jack Rayner, all these sort of legends of the game, and how, you know, this poem featured all them. And he sort of handed it over to the boys at the end and sort of said, you know, I'm hoping that in 40, 50 years, the boys are writing poems about you guys, the Cody Walkers, the Latrells, the Cam Murrays, these sort of guys. So really, really special to hear that. And I like, you can see Keon Kolomantungi, who's standing just behind him, who, once again, another junior. He's a Mascot junior. He was actually coached by Darren Brown, coming through the grades and whatnot. And yeah, you could just see in his eyes how much that sort of meant to him. And seeing that content is fucking unreal. Like, we constantly feel like, you know, players after games, they lose and they're smiling and laughing and joking, and a lot of fans get upset that it looks like the players don't care as much as they do. If I'm a South Sydney fan, from watching that, I'd be very, very proud of my boys. And it's interesting that I just use the word proud, because it is something that that Demetrio comes back to a few times, which we'll get to very soon. One guy that really stood out to me throughout this entire episode was Campbell Graham. You know, I think they had three teams, yeah, and they sort of had a captain for each team. So within the squad, they broke everyone into three different colours. Damien Cook, obviously, been at the club for a long time, one of the leaders there. Obviously, you know, a kangaroo, a New South Welshman and everything. He was one of the leaders. Cam Murray, the captain of the club, he was another one. And then I thought it was really interesting, the other leader was Campbell Graham, Stretch. And, you know, he's a guy that, he's still very young, Campbell Graham. He's a South Sydney junior. He only debuted 3 or 4 years ago, very young, but you could already see the impact that he's having on this club. And I genuinely believe Campbell Graham's going to be one of the better outside backs to ever play for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. I've got so much time for him. We called him to play Origin about two or three years ago. We said he's got Origin written all over him. Everyone said, oh, I can't defend, missed tackle, all this bullshit. And he's just sorted it all out. Now he's one of the premier outside backs in our game. So to see Campbell Graham, you know, at every moment where there was a break and everyone else was having a breather and really sucking in the deep ones, Campbell Graham, he went out of his way to go around to just about everyone in the squad, tap him on the ass, slap him up, just to keep the energy high. And you love to see that in players, but you love to see it in young guys, yeah, which I thought was fucking unreal from Campbell Graham. And every time he spoke, very, very impressive. And, you know, obviously Cody Walker, he was part of this as well. And, you know, Cody being Cody, he doesn't need to say too much. He also leads with his actions. So I thought it was fantastic to see Campbell Graham really step into that role. I was really, really impressed with what he added throughout this bit of content. And, of course, I'm not sure if I mentioned this before, but, like, they did this throughout the night, yeah? So they started sort of in the afternoon, went all the way through to the next morning arriving at Heffron. So would have really tested them mentally and whatnot. They were sort of in and out of water, in and out of sand, doing training sessions every single place they went, which looked fucking brutal. And then their break was essentially to run from one ground to another, which, you know, is probably an hour run or so. So, you know, carrying all the gear and everything, very, very impressive stuff. But, yeah, Campbell Graham, he really stood out to me in this, and you can tell the respect that Demetrio and the rest of the boys have for him. I thought one thing that was cool they were doing, and look, I'm sure a lot of clubs do this, but there was one thing that I noticed that South Sydney were doing at just about every ground that they stopped at. It was an exercise where they were doing a burpee standing up and clapping, and they had to do it. They had to all do it at the same time, but they weren't allowed to communicate, yeah? So it's all about, just as a team, getting on the same page. Your guys that are extremely fit, your Damien Cooks, your Cam Murrays, they know that they're probably going to go at a faster pace than your big boys, your Harm Sellers, your Totolas, these sort of guys, the guys that are also doing their first ever preseason. So it's about, obviously, the younger guys lifting, but the older guys setting a pace that everyone can go together at, which I thought was really interesting to watch, and I think it'd be a lot harder to do than what people would expect. And obviously, you can't go too slow because you've got, you know, the coaching staff and everything there, but you've all got to work it out together. And that's where your key voices in the team, as much as they can't talk, they're the ones leading the loudest clap and really timing it and, you know, helping out the guys around them. So I thought that was fantastic. And geez, that would have got harder and harder as the night day went on, especially in the dark and everything. Would have been very, very tough. Obviously, like Jason Demetrio and all them, they did the whole thing together, all the staff. Demetrio is an absolute rigosaurus, just quietly. He is a monster. He looks like he could play right now. Chuck him in the back row. There's just a couple of things towards the back end of it that I thought were really special. And Demetrio, as they arrive at Heffron, which was sort of their last place to go, and I'm not sure, because you only heard this clip very quickly, and so I'm not sure what his exact meaning was, but I fucking love that he was pointing it out. So at Heffron, as I said, the sort of eastern side of Heffron, that belongs to the Coogee Wombats. That's my team that I've coached the last few years. The western side is another very proud club, the Matto Tigers, that have produced a lot of stars. Saluka Fafita, Dean Hawkins, a heap of guys over the years. And as they arrived sort of at their second last place, you heard Demetrio say something about a prelim final, pointing out to them, you know, this is our prelim final. We know how to get there. We just don't quite know how to win them and how to put them away. And I love that Demetrio is not hiding away from that. They've got a problem, South Sydney. It's that they cannot complete at that final step. They know how to get there. No matter what happens to their squad, whatever happens, how much they're underrated, how much they're underappreciated, they always find a way to get to the prelim final. It's about taking that next step. And I love that Demetrio is looking that challenge in the eyes and pointing it out to them, saying, yeah, good on you. You made a prelim final. Most clubs would be happy with that. We're not. We need to go further. We're a better squad than just being happy making prelim finals. And I love that Demetrio is taking that approach. I think it says a lot about him as a competitor, as a man, and as a head coach. I absolutely love that they're facing that head on. I'm not exactly sure what the quote was, but you will be able to hear it as they arrive at Heffron. He does bring up prelim final. They then throw to the boys when they do arrive at Heffron. And, you know, but before that, they arrive at the Matraville Tigers home ground, that part of Heffron, and Demetrio sort of says to them, get a drink. We're about to walk into our new home. And when you, if you know Heffron well, where the Matto Sports, where the Matto Tigers play, it's literally a football field. It's 100 metres to the end of the ground, and then you're at South Sydney's new home. So really special to watch the boys do that final 100-metre leg and just around the corner to take all their stuff into their new home. And Demetrio sort of says, this is going to be our first time going in there. We're going to start on the right foot, and we're going to make it a proud place from the very start. It was cool. They went in there, put all their gear down, then they all got together, and there was as much as, you know, throughout the last, you know, 18 hours or however long it took them to do this whole exercise, a lot of physical stuff, a lot of burpees, a lot of things in the dark, in the water, you're on the sand doing just absolutely mind-boggling things for the average human compared to an athlete, and they would have been exhausted. There was a lot of times where you could see them just stopping, sitting down and taking notes, writing things down. I'm sure there would have been questions that the staff would have asked, and they would have had to have come up with answers. And I'm sure that a lot of it would have been centered around, we're going to a new home. You know, we're starting our own history. What does that mean to you guys? So they went around to the three captains of the three groups that I mentioned earlier, Stretch, Cam Murray, and of course, Damien Cook. And they spoke about, you know, what they took from that. And I thought it was fantastic. There was a quote from Damien Cook that I just thought summed the entire thing up. You know, he said, we're going to be the last South Sydney Rabbitohs group to train at Redfern, and we're going to be the first to train at Heffron. We're making our own history and legacy. I'll tell you what, after watching that, it really made me think, fuck, is South Sydney on the verge of something really special here? They've gone so close on so many occasions, and now they've got their opportunity to have their own slice of history and start a new history at a new spot, which is, you know, the epicenter of South Sydney for people. Obviously, Redfern has always been the heart and soul and will always be the heart and soul of the South Sydney Rabbitohs. But for the South Sydney people, it really is Heffron, because you go there so often to do so many relatable things to sport. It's where A-grade plays. There's two of the footy clubs that live there. There's the pool. I already mentioned all this to you guys. You get to Redfern, you're really close to the city. It's getting a little bit out of suburbia to some extent, whereas Heffron, it is just South Sydney. You've got Maroubra Beach down the road. You've got East Gardens up the road. Larpa's up the road. Botany, Mascot, everything's so close there. It's Maroubra, you know, Randwick just around the corner. Very, very special place. La Perouse, Malabar just down the road. It's I do think it is the epicenter of like South Sydney sports. So if you go there, very, very special stuff. Very, very special. Like when I've been playing Oztag there, I've played a heap of the boys just in Oztag there, playing down there with their mates and whatnot. So yeah, a very special place, and I love that quote from Damien Cook. We then threw to Jason Demetrio, and you know what? I'm going to add his audio to the end of this podcast so that you guys can listen to it for yourself. And if you only watched on Instagram, you would have missed most of his quotes. So I am going to add it on the end here to let you hear his words, because I think it's very special and really important. But I love what he opened with. It's a privilege and a responsibility to be here. So it's a privilege to be wearing the South Sydney colours, but it's a responsibility to get the job done week in, week out. And he did point out to these guys, you own your faults and you work on them. Take Campbell Graham, for example. And I said a few years ago, I think he was ready. He'll play Origin one day. A lot of people can't defend, can't do this. And at the time, you weren't wrong. Yeah, you weren't wrong at the time. He's gone away. He's worked on it. Look at Ilias. Look at the improvement in him over the last few years. Look at the improvement in Keon Colum and Tungy. All these guys take their faults and they work at them, they improve out of sight, which I think is what really summarises, obviously, Demetrio's coaching, but also Wayne Bennett before him, and just what South Sydney stand for at the moment. Very, very impressive club. I'll leave you with this last quote, and you will hear it in a few seconds from Jason Demetrio, but I love this. Being proud isn't enough anymore. This group can achieve much more than that. And it comes back to exactly what I said before. The South Sydney Rabbitohs should be so proud that they make a prelim just about every single year. But Demetrio has taken the approach, being proud isn't good enough anymore. We're better than that, and we need to achieve more than that. This is the attitude that wins premierships, and I absolutely love hearing it from Demetrio, that he's looking them in the eyes and saying, it's all good and well to be proud, it's all good and well to achieve more than most teams, but we want to achieve more than every single fucking team, and we've got the team to do it.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Unreal stuff. Absolutely love the content that's coming out of the NRL at the moment, from the Penrith Panthers doco to the Dolphins one, which I've still got to watch. Very, very keen. Got to find some time over the next week or so. And then this South Sydney one I thought was fucking unreal. And probably touched home with me a little bit more, because I grew up playing footy at all these grounds and everything. Not a South Sydney fan myself, obviously, but I just know how much it means to the South Sydney people of this area to see something like that. I reckon I've been sent it over 100 times over the last 24 hours. It's fucking unreal. So I would really highly advise you to watch it, even if you're not a South South Sydney fan, worth going and checking it out because the content game in rugby league is just going to another level. I'm going to leave you with the audio from Demetrio, a really, really smart guy, a real competitor, who I just fall more in love with him every single day as a head coach. And I didn't think he'd work out from the start. How wrong he has proven me. One of the best coaches in our game, in my opinion. I'll leave you with the audio now for Jason Demetrio. Make sure, guys, you go and watch this on the South Sydney Rabbitohs YouTube or on their Instagram page.
I have quite a simple take on it. It's privilege and responsibility. To get to do what we do, I get to do what I do, is an absolute privilege. Every day I wake up, not just to represent South Sydney, but to be your coach is a privilege I love every day. There's an outstanding group of young men committed to what you're trying to do. You own your faults, you work on them. You're always turning up, giving your best, and you've done that again today. The responsibility side is it's on us, we own them. Several people have said it, it's our time. Now our challenge now, starting in the new year, is to turn those words into actions. Turn those hopes and dreams into reality. We said it after the last game, and I'll say it again. Being proud's not enough anymore. Because this group can achieve much more than that.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.